Well, a hurricane watch has been issued for the Carolina coastline.
Monmouth and Ocean County, you're under a hurricane watch.
The Jersey Shore evacuated.
People sitting on the beach in Asbury Park, get the hell off the beach.
Airports, subways closed.
Well, we hope for the best, but we prepare for the worst.
All while the sun was still shining. But Sunday morning, August 28th, we knew the caution was called for. Irene swept ashore in Brigantine, battered Jersey, then crossed Coney Island at 9 a.m. on a path for New England. 56 died. Millions lost power.
We are now into day three of no electricity for hundreds of thousands of Long Islanders.
The Port Jervis line washed away as rivers kept rising.
Much of Hoboken's south side is underwater.
In Cranford,
I just started to cry.
Peggy Moffitt had 3 feet of water in her home. The sewer line backed up. A week later, contaminated furniture and personal possessions fester on her front lawn. She says she is sick of bleach.
Schools opened late, using up snow days in September. All that, and it turned out not to be a hurricane. A few miles an hour shy when Irene hit here. Wayne Cabot, WCBS 880 News.